This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with the stars of the new Netflix improvised comedy special, Middleditch and Schwartz, Thomas Middleditch and Ben Schwartz. Okay, are you ready for a game where all four of us get to work together?
Wait, all four of us get to play? That's amazing. All of us get to play.
It's an all play.
Oh, I love a game.
It's an all
this
play.
This is an all play. And this is an AP?
Hashtag all play.
It's an AP.
Hashtag
yeah.
all play. This is a hashtag AP. Okay.
This game is usually called Fact Bag, but nobody's allowed to touch the bag anymore, so it's called Fact Google Doc. I have some random trivia questions. None of us know the answers, but we're all going to talk it out and try to figure them out together.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the first one. In 1967, the first ever Super Bowl halftime show prominently featured a demonstration of what futuristic device?
In 1967.
Not a robot, probably.
But yeah. Couldn't it be a computer? I'm a computer.
A computer? Well, yeah, right? Like, or like a laser, or how about a Casio? Was it the first?
Casio.
Oh, yeah. A big halftime show and this tiny little keyboard gets
Casio, Casio VL tone.
They put on like one of those like demo beats, like Salsa One. And like,
That's amazing. Marvin Gaye comes out there and sings a beautiful song off of.
I mean, what goes into a halftime show? Music. So I'm thinking like something.
Smoke machine, music, wireless microphones. Oh, yeah. No, probably not.
I still like lasers.
Lasers.
Let's okay, just lasers, lasers and move fine. On.
Okay, lasers. Let's see.
What a stupid
lasers.
Answer.
What? A jetpack.
A jetpack.
Oh.
Yeah, they were technically called rocket belts. Two representatives from Bell Aerosystems held a live jetpack demo for the first Super Bowl's 50 million home viewers. It could only carry enough fuel to lift someone for less than half a minute, so you really couldn't go anywhere. There's very little surviving video of the first Super Bowl halftime show. They had jetpacks, but not great recording equipment, it turns out.
Oh, man, the footage.
Yeah, but the jetpacks made a reappearance at the 1984 Summer Olympics and at the Super Bowl at Super Bowl 19 in 85.
Oh.
Okay, how about this? Computer scientists created their own unit of measurement to measure the speed and detection of a computer mouse. What is that measurement called?
Oh, I know this one. It's 15 crambles. C-R-A-M-B-L-E-S. No, I'm kidding.
I know, droppings.
Well, if it's mice, it's breadcrumbs.
Droppings. Yeah. Mice,
no. Droppings.
Mice Jerry's. Or no, which one's the cat? Tom and Jerry?
Tom
Who's the
is
cat?
The cat. Jerry's
Jerry.
The, and Jerry's.
Jerry's. Oh, yeah, Jerry's. I like that
Mickey's,
one. Jerry's.
Oh, I just had an idea. I think it's a good one. Whiskers.
Oh, that's good. Right? That's good. Yeah.
Because a mouse has whiskers.
Okay, I'm going to... droppings is what I think they wanted to call it, but I'm going to go with crumbles. Official,
thank you so
official
much. I'm sticking
answer
with whiskers.
Crumbles.
Hey,
okay,
thank
whiskers.
You everybody for believing in me and my crumbles, the first, a word that I absolutely made
by
up.
By the way, the first one should have been lasers too, but...
that's right.
Flicks. 20 flicks.
All right, producer Travis Larchuk, what is the answer? Oh, you know what? I think you said it, Ben. A Mickey.
A Mickey?
Mickey?
Yeah.
That's, is that true?
Someone did say Mickey.
I said Mickey, but I didn't think it was a good idea, so I didn't say it again.
A Mickey Mouse goes back to a 1980s Microsoft Mouse driver manuals. Remember when you got a manual?
Yes.
How to use a mouse.
And a Mickey is 1/200th of an inch.
So that's about five whiskers.
Five whiskers.
One Mickey's about five whiskers.
Five whiskers.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
exactly.
sense. That adds up.
All right, you guys did great. That was Fact Google Doc.
We did
learned
terrible.
A
yeah,
lot.
We didn't do very well at all.
Terrible.
We had some good ideas.
Well,
but
in quarantine, all you have is good ideas. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. You can catch Thomas and Ben in their new Netflix special, Middleditch and Schwartz.